goes west to the tree farm.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. You have like 15 directions to go today. So I'll start here. It appears as if, yes, we are at war with Russia. America's at war with Russia. The NATO nations are being forced into the war. European nations are... don't have a choice because we pay them, we own them. France is trying to break away, is the European nation that has made a decision to continue strong ties with China and, you know, trying to keep things copacetic with the United States. But China and the European nations don't want to come right out and say, I'm sorry, the European nations don't want to come out and tell America that we are going to continue a relationship with China, even though you are empire and you pay us handsomely. And but we are tired of American hegemony. They're not saying it, but it's evident in everything I'm reading, the articles I'm looking at. Now, the key nations, they're sitting out this U.S. standoff with Russia. And this is out of the WashingtonPost.com. This was 3 days ago. President Obama, his global agenda, well, I'm sorry, President Biden, imposter in the White House, his global agenda, actually it's Obama's global agenda, faces significant challenges as major developing nations seek to evade and intensify the intensifying standoff between empire, Russia, and China. In some cases, they're put in a position to, on their behalf, exploit the rivalry for their own gain, according to classified American intelligence. Nothing is hidden. Emerging powers. Listen, who the emerging power? India? Absolutely. India, I'm going to read an article later if I can get to it. India is using and is hoping that the rupee is going to be one of the currencies that will be like our petrodollar, will be one of the emerging currencies that the nations will want to trade with. You see, the nations are looking at empire, the ruble in Russia, the yuan in China, and the rupee. They're also looking at the Brazilian currency, which is the real. I'm trying to remember what that currency is. Pakistan and Egypt are also emerging powers, according to the article. But the nations are hesitating putting all their eggs in any one basket. They're taking their eggs out of the basket of empire, taking their eggs out of that basket, and they're going to put them either in the Russian ruble, which Russia has oil, fuel, some resources, but doesn't have the manufacturing that China has. So what's happening is that the nations are trying to decide which currency is going to be dominant. And India has now thrown its hat in the ring, and many nations in the Far East, in that area, they would prefer, in a sense, to use the Indian rupee rather than the yuan. So this is what's happening, going on with the article. So these emerging powers, including India, Brazil, Pakistan, and Egypt, they've attempted to straddle allegiances in an area when America is no longer the world's unchallenged superpower. This is all developed in the last, began to develop 20 years ago, but has really developed here in the last year, a little over a year, since Russia decided to stand up against America's hegemonic plans in Ukraine and move forces into Ukraine to stop our agenda. Now, certain Russian, let's see here. So Obama is facing securing global support. He faces in securing global support for his efforts to reject the spread of authoritarianism. He has to contain Russia's belligerence beyond its borders. Russia is belligerent, standing against empire, pushing back at NATO, the European nations, refusing to bow the knee to yield to the pressures of America's sanctions and the sanctions of the other nations internationally, and we'll continue to look at Russia's belligerence here in a few minutes. The present truth.
A soldier in Afghanistan whose neck had been deeply sliced by shrapnel had a pressure bandage applied for several hours, but no clot had formed. The pressure bandage was removed, bleed stop was applied, and within 2 minutes the bleeding had completely stopped. Bleed stop. Safe in the wound? Find bleed stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the bleed stop button at the top of the page.
Have a business that provides a product or service that helps people feel good? Come and join us at the Naturally Inspired Health Summit, June 24th at The Ranch in Loveland, next to the Budweiser Event Center. If you are dedicated to helping people feel good through your business, we want you to participate. Showcase your business to our community. Get more information at naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com. Call or text 970-475-4083.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small, and the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's
chasing rabbits, and you know we're going to fall. Tell them our hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call, call Alice, when she was just small.
So America's problem right now is that they're trying to contain Russia. Russia's not going along with the globalist program. And also to counter China's growing global reach. China has been spending 20 plus years, really, or longer than that, 30, really make tying itself into the nations in the global south, in Africa, in South America, Central America, in the Middle East. And this is what this country is having problems countering. Now, there's a scholar, Matthias Skeptor, at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He said that the developing nations are recalibrating at a moment when America faces potent new competition. True. True. This is for the people that want to, that the governments of the world, this is one thing that they have to look at the global climate, and they don't have a choice. We have a choice, because we're not tied in a sense. Indirectly we are, but directly we're not tied into the global climate as far as the decisions that America makes in foreign policy. The other nations, when we change a law, everything changes in their nations. And so there's competition. And China's projecting new economic and military clout. Also Russia. And the article says that even though Russia is weakened because of the war in Ukraine, which this individual, this scholar doesn't know what he's talking about, doesn't understand it. But he says that even though Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine has weakened Russia, this demonstrates its ability to deflect Western pressure, which is true. Russia's not been weakened. This is what they present, but it's not true. Then he says it's unclear who's going to end up in the pole position in 10 years. True. That is true. We don't know in 10 years. I say we're going to be at Armageddon. China? Russia will not, 10 years from now, Russia won't be in the mix. America will still be in the mix. European nations? Yes. India will be in the mix. Brazil, South Africa, most of the African nations. But Russia won't. Who's going to come out as the king of the hill? Well, it will probably be anybody but the United States. Pakistan has received billions of dollars in U.S. economic security, aid and security, following 9/11. But Pakistan, according to the article, is reliant on China loans. And Pakistan's Minister of State of Foreign Affairs, he said here in March that her, or she said that her country cannot continue to maintain the middle ground between China and the United States. In an internal memo, she said that Pakistan's difficult choices, true, big time difficult choices. She served as Pakistan's foreign minister, and she cautioned that Islamabad should avoid giving the appearance of appeasing the West, and said the instinct to preserve Pakistan's partnership with the United States would ultimately sacrifice the full benefits of what she deemed the country's real strategy, a strategic partner, deemed the country's real strategic partnership with China. This is her assessment. She's absolutely correct. China's right next door. China, this
Hey, Rick, you there? It seems like we cannot hear Rick right now. We're going to play some music while we figure out the technical difficulties. Just hang tight. You there?
I am here.
There you go.
I'm yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Okay, am I there now?
You're all good to go.
Okay, all right. Well, we put in a new system and we're working through a few of the bugs. I don't know when I lost communication, ground control to Major Tom, I guess you would say. Take your vitamin and put your helmet on. I was just saying that. Well, I'm gonna go a different direction. Tell you what, let's go with something that I really felt was very necessary. Something that just happened here yesterday, which. If I can find the article. A judge. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 articles, and I can't find the articles I wanted to visit with you about. Oh, I just found them. This is out of the Gateway Pundit today. Federal judge rules that Pennsylvania school district must host after-school Satan Club. This is by Cassandra McDonald. The Satanic Temple's Children's Club is being pushed in school districts that host Christian clubs with full backing of the far-left American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, who has been infiltrated, in my opinion, with devil worshipers going back 20, 30 years. 40, 50 years. Infiltrated with individuals in the occult. Full backing of the far left American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, who filed the suit on the organization's behalf. I always talk and I present to this audience, we're not going to get away from what has happened to this country. This country, the neo-Nazis, the Nazis came in during World War II, after World War II, and the secret societies are working, the open secret societies like Skull and Bones, Freemasons, and these Nazis in the government, like in our government, federal government, like the Bushes, George and Junior, all of them, like the Clintons, like who else? I don't want to take time to mention all their names. But they have been in the background. They have been protecting, like the Catholic Church, protecting these Satanists, like the Mormon Church in Salt Lake City, like many of the older established churches, like the Methodists, Presbyterians. You see, Satanism, they don't pick a target and then put all their eggs in one basket. No, they pick all the targets. They put eggs in every basket, in the Catholic Church, in the evangelical churches, the Lutheran churches, Mormonism, Seventh-day Adventist, in the military. Remember Aquino? What was his name? In the military, in the Navy there on Treasure Island, in the Bay, in San Francisco. What was his name? Michael Aquino. Everywhere. These people are everywhere. You cannot get away from them. They take their eggs like adders, and they lay eggs in every, within the judicial system, in every city, in every county, in every state, in the nation. They're in city councils. They're in a chamber of commerce. This is just a fact. They lay eggs everywhere. These little adders are everywhere. And now they're having Satan clubs in public education in the schools. So they say here, the Satanists argue that if the school allows one religion to host events, they must allow all. This, you've just opened Pandora's box. In a victory for free speech, a religious freedom, and religious freedom, the federal court has ruled that the Saucon Valley, Pennsylvania school district must allow after-school Satan Club to meet the district's facilities. The ACLU announced in a tweet on Monday. Now, why would this be happened on the 1st of May? I have here a list of the satanic ritual calendar. And you can have one too. You just go to your search engine and put in satanic ritual calendar. And it will come up. Nothing is hidden. It's in the open. And on March 1st, the same day that this judge allowed this to happen, we'll get back to this. It's funny how I was going one direction, and I don't know what happened. I lost my ability to broadcast. Well, we'll go a different direction. This was in the plan all along, I guess. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back in a few minutes. Hold on.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Hey, Joe Gigante, host of the regular Joe Show. Together we'll tackle the hottest topics, be it politics, entertainment, or the culture, unapologetically through the lens of true conservatism, weekday morning starting at 7 on KHNC 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
To continue with the article, it says that the Satan Club claims to teach kids benevolence and empathy, critical thinking, problem solving, creative expression, personal sovereignty, compassion. I thought that was the duty of the public education system, to teach critical thinking, problem solving, creative expression. U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania Judge John M. Gallagher, wondering, I'd like to see if he's a Freemason. I'd like to know if this guy is a member of a secret society. He wrote in his ruling that when confronted with a challenge to free speech, the government's first instinct must be to forward expression rather than quash it, particularly when the content is controversial or inconvenient. He added that here, through the Satanic Temple Inc.'s objectors, though they may object the challenge and the sanctity of this controversially named organization, that sanctity of the First Amendment's protection must prevail. No, if evil prevails, then you know what will happen. Evil prevailed in Nazi Germany and in the godless Soviet Union, and in godless China. The school district must allow the after-school Satan Club which is sponsored by the Satanic Temple, to meet during the school year on three previously agreed upon dates, but he won't have to distribute permission slips for the club for students to take home, according to the filing. Well, this is why you want to see the judgment of God on America, on our culture, upon our military, upon our government, because they are in these positions of power. Now, what will happen, I go back to history, follow the same playbook. Once they get some ground, just the community and the spread of Islam, they use the same playbook. Now, there has to be demonization of a people and a culture. In Germany, Germany blamed the Jewish people for all of the hardships and all of the negativity, of Germany. All of the, everything was blamed on the Jewish people in Germany before World War II. And they were the ones that were demonized. In America today, there's a program to demonize conservative patriots, those who are speaking to the reality of what is happening in this nation. And the playbook is the same. Eventually, there has to be you have to target. The patriots are being targeted openly, but the Christians and the Jewish people will once again be targeted in this country, and it will all come from the occult world. It will come from the world of witchcraft and Satanism. Now, I have the calendar before me. On January 1st, that is a satanic festival day, ritual day. January 7th, January 17th, January 20th through the 27th, January 29th, February 2nd, February 25th, March 1st, March 13th and 15th, the Ides of March, the 20th of March, Spring Equinox, Good Friday, the Day of Passion. And what is on these days? Human sacrifice, assassination on the March 15th, 13th through 15th, a casting of spells, animal or human sacrifice. Be careful. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. You watch what's going to happen to Pennsylvania. Then on May 1st, which is called Wapurgis Day, Druid Fire Festival, and Coven Initiations. And it would happen, wouldn't you know, right on May Day. Then on the 30th of April, the last day of April, you have Beltane Eve, and then you have May 1st, Beltane. It's celebrated with a festival that includes bonfires or bone fires and fertility rites. It's the greatest witch's Shabbat. Animal or human sacrifice on the 30th of April. So this is why this was not accidental that this judge ruled there in Pennsylvania that this would happen on May 1st. This is not accidental. This was pre-planned. I suspect, again, that this individual is a Freemason. He's in a secret society of some kind. I don't know. And the reason I would say that is because in that world, if you can see, go to the witch's calendar, go to the ritual calendar, and see what they do. They don't do anything accidentally. Let's see. Let's see what happens on the 9/11. Let's see what it says about 9/11. August 9, nothing on 9/11, but a lot of things happened in August. And I'm trying to think of other days here that we might, coming up, the first day of summer, orgies, animal or human sacrifice, any age, male or female, and then it's a Freemason holiday. It's over and over. Now, can we stop it? Not really. Is the government agencies going to stop it? No, they can't because they're infiltrated. Senior executive services, the military, I got distracted, sorry. What was I going to say? The military, I have to think about this. I'm sorry I got distracted and I lost my train of thought. I had a direction. I will try to remember where I was headed and get back to it when I come back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We're not going to escape this evil.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
I'm still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code
KHNC.
And for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Use promo code KHNC.
Visit MyPillow.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
Will we be able to change things with the judges of this nation? No, because most of them, the mass, a great majority, are involved in secret societies? Are we going to change it by protest, the direction that we're going as far as going into witchcraft? No, we're not. There's only, according to the Bible, there's only one way to get the victory over the occult world. And that victory is through the power that is in the Son of God. Through the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is it. There is no other way. If you're going to fight fire, you got to fight it with fire. You cannot stop. We cannot, the American people, are not going to stop the direction this nation is going. If I'm correct, I have presented to this audience many times that if this is the nation that Antichrist comes from, if he's going to be the coming true ruler of this nation in the near future, then he is going to eventually have a nation of devil worshipers, and only Christ, before he comes, can destroy the witchcraft and those who practice witchcraft in this nation. We're not going to do it with judges, laws. It's not going to happen. This is a reality that the American people are going to have to face. And the way in which God is going to go to war with, you might say, or to stand against this flood of witchcraft, is going to be through Christian people that know how to fight spiritual battles. You cannot cast out demons in the name of Buddha, in the name of anyone. There is no name other than the name of Jesus Christ in English, or in Hebrew, Yeshua, or in Spanish, Jesus. And the languages of the world have their equivalent of Jesus Christ. And it's only through his power, through the power that is in his name, that he gave to his people, to his seven churches, 2,000 years ago. This is the only way to cast demons out, to stop evil. But even in the scripture, the Lord said that the land, the coming land, the kingdom of Antichrist, will be the most powerful nation of witchcraft, of Satanism, whatever you want to call it, of Satan's rule, ever in the history of mankind, ruled by one individual, or who we would call Antichrist, or the Jewish people would call him the son of perdition, who claims himself to be God, and who says that he will ascend to God's throne in the third heaven and replace God on the throne, and he will sit on that throne. Well, they're preparing the quantum technology to do that right now. I have articles that I want to present at some time. It says that there will come a time when this individual will even touch the stars. You could say planets. But even in the book of Genesis, at the time when they were building the Tower of Babel, God even said that if he didn't confuse and confound and the languages of the nations, they would have been able to reach into God's uncontaminated, holy heaven. And in the time in which we live, they are using CERN to try to find the way to break into that dimension. I played the song at the beginning of the program, Alice in Wonderland. They're trying to find a way to break into that hole and break through the barrier via Stargate or whatever you want to call it, to go into the dimension where Christ has forbidden mankind to draw information from, to bring demons into the world from, the fallen angels. God is saying that they will have the technology to do that eventually. And who's going to have that technology? The false prophet. And what is the false prophet going to do? He is going to open that Stargate so that Antichrist can go into God's third heaven and replace God. You don't have to believe me. We have that technology. We're getting to the point where it's possible. God won't allow it, but we are getting there. We're there. I'll finish in a second.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
I'll end just by presenting this. I don't take this matter of the Satan clubs in the in the public school systems. I don't take it lightly. I don't take what I see in the occult world, in this government presently, with the occult activities of the Clintons, of the Bushes. I don't take it lightly. Most people poo-poo it, distance yourself from it, put it out of your mind. You don't want to lose sleep over it. Well, this is going to be, at the beginning of this, at the end, 1999, there was a declaration by the satanic community. This will be a satanic century. That was what they said, quote, the century in which we're in will be a satanic century. And they will get to have about three decades of it, and the final decade, the decade before Christ returns, especially the last 3.5 years, pretty much will be their decade. This nation will be just like the Mayans and the Aztecs, who sacrificed their societies to Lucifer. You don't have to believe me. I'm warning you. You people who think that you're going to rule this world, you will not rule this world. Your time is coming to an end. But God is going to allow you to have a period of time to see what you can do. And then Christ is going to open the gates of hell for you. Just for 1,000 years, then you will go into eternal fire, in the lake of fire. Now, this CERN, they're opening portals, stargates, they're opening the hole into the other dimension to let things come through into our dimension. Not that we would go into that dimension, but that they'd come into this dimension. This is what the New Agers do. They try to bring the demons in to get information from the demonic world, and they do it. Now, Antichrist, here's what he's going to say. You, Antichrist, said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the assembly in the uttermost part, up in the Orion's belt. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High God. No, he says in another translation, I will be God. Well, God says you're going to be brought down to the very depths of hell. But actually, he's going to go directly into the lake of fire. I don't like to present this to you, but what we're seeing in this culture in America, run. If you can get out of America, you people coming up from Mexico and from the other nations, you're coming into hell and you don't know it. You know why? Because Antichrist needs sacrifices. So the more people that can come into this nation, the better for the devil and the coming slaughter of the American people. You don't have to believe me, but I'm warning you, this is the time. You better not poo-poo Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. You had better begin to think he is the only way for you to get through this hard time. You who are not believers, you need to meet and you need to pray and ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you of your sins and repent and ask him to forgive you for stiff-arming him. We're moving into hell. That's the end of today's program. Rick Rodriguez, talk to you tomorrow.
KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.